ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that Lindsay Halligan, the new U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, is preparing to go to a grand jury to try to get an indictment against former FBI head James Comey. ABC Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce with more.
When Halligan reported to work Monday, sources tell ABC News prosecutors presented her with a memo recommending that Comey not be charged with the crime, saying there was not enough evidence. But sources tell us Halligan is prepared to seek an indictment anyway, that she will soon attempt to convince a grand jury there is probable cause to charge Comey with lying to Congress and obstruction of justice.
The White House telling agencies to prepare for large-scale firings of federal workers if the government shuts down next week. ICE facilities stepping up security following the deadly shooting at a detention center in Dallas Wednesday. Starbucks plans to lay off 900 employees, says it'll close some U.S. and Canadian stores. This is ABC News. New demands for accountability after the deadly crash earlier this year between a passenger plane and an Army chopper.
The first of what's expected to be dozens of lawsuits stemming from January's mid-air collision between a regional American Airlines jet and an Army helicopter near Washington. The civil suit, filed on behalf of crash victim Casey Crafton, claims American and the regional carrier operating the flight, along with the FAA and the Army, were negligent.
ABC's Andrea Fuji. Quite the operation in Maine to free a moose trapped in an abandoned well. It took 5 hours and included sedating the moose, running straps around it, and then lifting it out of the well with an excavator.
This is a majestic, giant animal in such a precarious situation. So to be able to see everyone come together in all these different ways that they needed to was absolutely incredible. And then seeing it work out was just so satisfying and heartwarming.
That's Delaney Gardner, who watched the whole thing unfold. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Wildlife advocates are asking you to turn off your lights tonight to help millions of birds get back home. Scientists at Purdue University say more than 23 million birds are migrating south and will fly through the Badger State tonight. The university's Aero Eco Lab puts out migration forecasts and light alerts, and they've got one for us here in Green Bay tonight. Scientists say unnecessary light can confuse the birds, and they can end up in areas they're not supposed to be. Birds even have specific regions where they like to stop, a rest area in the sky, if you will. And Northeast Wisconsin is on the list. Purdue's data shows the migrating birds like to rest and refuel along the lakeshore in Brown, Kewaunee, and Oconee counties, as well as in and around Shawano County. No Packers, no life. That's not just a sentiment shared by diehard Packer fans here in Green Bay, but the name of a new movie coming out. The documentary-style movie follows a passionate group of superfans, not in Wisconsin, but in the heart of Tokyo, who live, breathe, and bleed green and gold. From 4 a.m. kickoff parties to Lambo pilgrimages, the movie features a group of Japan's most dedicated cheeseheads as they chase the dream across time zones and oceans. The movie trailer on YouTube describes it like this: heartfelt, hilarious, and wildly unexpected. No Packers, No Life is a celebration of fandom, friendship, and the unshakable belief that you don't have to be born in Green Bay to call it home. Producers say the movie opens statewide in Marcus Theaters in October 7th. October 17th for news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
I am so going to see that.
I know. Doesn't that sound cool?
You know, and I'm sitting here thinking, these people travel from Tokyo.
Yep.
To go to Lambeau Field.
They did. They brought him in. They took a tour of Lambeau, and they said, Wisconsin is life. They loved Wisconsin.
You know, and I don't appreciate anytime I think, man, I got it rough, I have to remind myself I live 1 mile from Lambeau Field.
That's right, and they are all over the world, literally, those Packer fans.
I'll be willing to cover the premiere for you if you want, Connie.
All right, I think it's down in Waukesha.
How fun will that be?
Yeah, very cool.
Thanks for that story. Appreciate it.
The Brewers are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back to begin their final home series of the regular season against the Reds tomorrow night. The crew with a 3-1 win in San Diego, thanks to an RBI by Bryce Terang and solo home run shot in the ninth by catcher Danny Jansen, originally from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Just feeling more confident at the dish. Got to be on time with a fastball and got a slider kind of inner half maybe. I just put a good swing on it.
College football, the Badgers face number 19th ranked Michigan Saturday at 11 a.m. in Ann Arbor. Urban Meyer saying on a podcast Wisconsin could not afford to fire head coach Luke Fickell after his contract extension. The Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday night. Micah Parsons asked, how does he think he'll be greeted by the fans in Dallas?
You know, I think Dallas loves me. You know, I think they're going to give me a good round of applause. And, you know, there's no hard feelings there, at least for me. And I think it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a great atmosphere. The best football you're going to get in Dallas when it's Sunday night against, you know, a rivalry opponent.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Three chords here.
2025 deserves these tunes too.
Everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Dan Marcus, good morning. Connie Feldman will have the news coming up here in a couple of minutes. Really interesting story coming up from her. I'll just let her tell you about it in a matter of minutes. Another multi-state keyword coming up shortly after 9 o'clock with Laura McKenna here. Give you another chance to win with the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. But in your more immediate future, about almost 2 minutes from now, I'll have an old vintage timeless commercial. And this one was almost scandalous in 1966 when it first hit television. Almost. That had a lot of people talking about it. Just a lot of people. You'll know exactly what I mean by this when you hear it. Less than 2 minutes away now on WGBW.
The power of friendship has spawned a memorable baseball season in Milwaukee. When you choose to work with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the relationship is more than what feels like having a friend. Pella honors trust and commitment on your behalf, before, during, and after the sale. And with this month's incredible deal, Gina Della from Pella is here to share why you shouldn't wait to order new windows and doors.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. It's 9/30/2025.
It's time for Eye on the Community on WGBW, sponsored by Insight Eye Care, serving the Fox Valley since 1972 with comprehensive eye care services. Find them on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Their goal is to improve lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today. Now, here's what's happening in our area. Women Who Run With Scissors was formed in 1997 by art quilters in the Green Bay area. Today, membership expands throughout Northeast Wisconsin. Women Who Run With Scissors, materialized again, opens September 13th at the Neville Public Museum. The largest craft beverage sampling event returns to the Resch Expo October 4th, Festival Foods Craft Oberfest. Guests will receive a sampling glass and unlimited tastes of hundreds of craft beverages, including beer, wine, spirits, and more. This has been your Eye on the Community, brought to you by Insight Eye Care. If it's happening in the Green Bay area, it's on WGBW.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages & Pours Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages & Pours is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages & Pours, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You know, I was a youth when this song first hit TV. I was intrigued by it. My dad was scandalized by it. I'm not sure about Mom. She might have been amused by it. I think she got the joke. My two older brothers? Well, like everybody in the community, grew up in Lancaster, Wisconsin. We were talking about this commercial. First time it hit the air, probably during a football game. But I'm not sure. That's me guessing. Listen to this commercial. See if you can picture the commercial in your mind. 1966, and action.
Men, nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
That's great. He's shaving in time to the music.
Take it off. Take it all off. Nothing takes it off like Noxzema medicated shave.
The closer you shave, the more you need Noxzema. Noxzema medicated comfort shave.
I can't begin to tell you. What a scandal that was in 1966.
Down. Had a no-go, Chevy, and a blizzard.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Well, he forgot the lyrics again. Just going la, 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 la. Or else he didn't write them in the first place. Didn't have to. It was the 70s.
like me.
Just like me.
They long to be close to you.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman has got an interesting story about a recently discovered ghost ship. So I'm leading into it with a song called The Out of Limits, which was a hit by the Marquettes, WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. While many of us are enjoying the fruits of the fall harvest this time of year, local farmers are working hard to get those crops out of the fields and delivered to you safely. Harvest season means more tractors on the roads. In honor of National Farm Safety and Health Week this week, the Wisconsin DOT is asking drivers to slow down and be patient around farm vehicles. Last year, the DOT says there were 153 crashes involving farm vehicles, 65 injuries, and one fatality. As a reminder, it is illegal to pass tractors on the road if it's a no-passing zone. An Oconto doctor accused of child pornography pleaded not guilty in federal court yesterday. According to the criminal complaint, 65-year-old Isaias Cupino allegedly took pictures and video of a naked juvenile. Cupino faces three different charges relating to child pornography. If convicted on all three counts, he faces 20 to 60 years in prison. The trial is scheduled for December 1st. And Dan, hey, you remember that ghost ship they found off the shores of Door County last week?
Not personally, but yeah, I've heard about it. It
turns out they found it using an underwater drone and other modern technology to find the schooner that sank nearly 140 years ago.
Yeah. They announced it on the date, the anniversary that it sank, I think, didn't they?
And now they have computer-generated images, so you can see exactly what it looks like sitting on the floor of Lake Michigan.
Well, do we know what it was hauling? Are there gold doubloons and pieces of eight?
It was iron ore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darn.
But still cool. They say it's actually, you know, it's a time capsule. It's one of the best, if not the best, preserved wrecks in Door County waters. And it's one of several wrecks recently found in Lake Michigan. Scientists say they're planning to head to the water again next year, looking for more. Who knows what could be down there?
There's got to be so much under there. But do they have plans for it? Are they going to salvage it, or are they going to let it remain intact? Do we know?
I don't know yet, but I'm going to assume they would They would leave it there and study it.
Fine. I'll help them study it.
But I am going to find the answers to that question for you, Dan. I will let you know.
One more. How deep is it? We'll have to find that answer, too.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Hey, I know it sank in 1886.
That's 139 years ago.
I didn't get that far.
That's older than me.
Wow.
Hey.
Hey.
Careful.
I'll say no more on that, but you, like the ship, are one of the best preserved wrecks around.
And on that note, moving on to the weather.
Green Bay weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 74 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine, low to mid 70s with this sunny, dry trend continuing through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
I believe I'm falling in love.
phoning her at least 10 times a day. You know, it's so unusual for me to carry on this way. I tell you, I can't sleep at night. This feeling just can't be right. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in love. It's too late to turn back now.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Another keyword in the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest coming up with Laura McKenna shortly after 9 o'clock here.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Make a dream come true. Just take two. One can have a broken heart living in misery.
Two can really ease the pain like a perfect remedy.
Just take two. Special treat.
Two can make that single move. It's something really kind of sweet.
Yeah, one can take a walk in the moonlight thinking that it's really nice.
But two walk in the hand in hand is like adding just a pinch of spice.
Yeah, it takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you.
WGBW.
was out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face as I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie and that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, an overfed, long-haired, leaping gnome, should be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain King. I stood high upon a mountaintop, naked to the world, in front of every kind of girl. There was long ones, tall ones, short ones, brown ones, black ones, round ones, big ones, crazy ones. Fire roaring at my back as she disappeared, but soon she returned. In her hand was a bottle of wine, in the other a glass. She poured some of the wine from the bottle into the glass to her lips,
y esa mujer de quien
and just before she drank it, she said,
unknown at the time, that helped launch their career. I'm Dan Marcus on the station with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Laura McKenna in at 9 o'clock, and she's got more keywords throughout the day. They run, we've got another six keywords on the day today. They run all the way through the 7 p.m. hour with Pete Schwabba. So be listening, and you could be $200 and gold jewelry richer by the end of the day. Courtesy of WGBW.
Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Hey, Green Bay, a budget listening session is almost here. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And on Thursday, October 2nd at Preble Park, starting at 5:30 p.m., it's a Green Bay Districts 1, 3, 5, and 6 budget listening session on the 2026 city budget. Green Bay Alders Jennifer Grant, Bill Morgan, Craig Stevens, and Joey Presley are ready to provide residents with an opportunity to share their priorities, concerns, and suggestions for this upcoming budget. Learn more about this opportunity to be heard by going to WGBW.FM and clicking events.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at Nell,
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and Trent,
inside, outside USA.
Australia's Narrabeen,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohemian Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone
surfing,
serving USA.
And Anchorage
and Falls,
inside, outside USA.
Pacific Palisades,
inside, outside USA.
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside USA.
Redondo Beach and LA,
inside, outside USA.
All over the Hawaii,
inside, outside USA.
At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside
USA. Everybody's gone
serving
USA.
Local News Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus, wrapping up my portion of the day, but Laura McKenna is next, and she's got lots more keywords to help you win nice stuff from us. Keep it here all day, 97.9 WGBW.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it, you broke it. Eyes watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
yourself. The hurting's on me, yeah. And I will never be free, no, no, no. You took the vow with me, yeah. And you spoke it, you spoke it, baby. These eyes are crying. These eyes have seen a lot of love, but they're never gonna see another one like I had.
Sunday afternoon.
I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's new U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia is moving ahead with a case against former FBI Director James Comey, even though staff prosecutors insist there is